Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
But we could see setbacks along the way as well. We shouldn't take anything for granted. But what is clear is my economic plan is working, and we're just getting started.
I think we'll see a substantial reduction in inflation in the year ahead.
It's going to take a year.
Well, I believe by the end of next year, you will see much lower inflation.
So signs are pointing in the right direction. We do not appear to be in a recession at this point. The data do not indicate that.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
New Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. So what do we do when our FBI is trying to influence in the lead-up to an election? All these big tech media companies and kind of persuade them in a way that, well, you don't want to be a victim of hacked materials or disseminating false information from Russia or China. And then all of them in unison decide, oh, we can't run with the Hunter Biden laptop story published just weeks before the 2020 presidential election because we're told by the FBI that this isn't a good idea, because that's what happened. I've been through the FBI putting their thumb on the 2016 election, and now we have two presidential elections in a row where they're putting their thumb on the scale in terms of one party over another party. You know, we had Jack Dorsey, former CEO of Twitter. He told me, no, Twitter doesn't shadow ban. Listen to this. Let me ask about specific questions. Has Twitter ever been involved in shadow banning?
We do not shadow ban according to political ideology or viewpoint or content, period. Every model that we have on the network is really looking at the behaviors on the network. We take those behaviors as signals. And I do want to point out that these signals evolve minute by minute, hourly by hourly. These are not scarlet permanent letters that people then take on as a badge and will never be ranked high in search or not allowed to trend or ranked high in conversation. So these are models that are looking at behaviors, and behaviors of bad faith actors who intend to manipulate, distract, divide a conversation, or to unfairly amplify their content, which they didn't earn. So those are the signals that factor in. And we do rank search, we do rank trends, and we do rank conversations accordingly. That does not affect one's timeline. If you follow someone on Twitter, you're going to see them in your timeline. Now, we do rank the timeline for relevance, so it might take some scrolling to see everything. But you can also turn that ranking off in the settings, so you can see everything in recency order.
And then, of course, Elon Musk, he had a little call-in show. And what did he say? He said, yeah, the very definition of election interference is the suppression of information, which is what happened at Twitter, but not just at Twitter, but all these big tech companies. And this is Elon Musk even saying that it got so bad that Twitter served as the arm of the Democratic National Committee.
You are basically exposing collusion between a political party and in one file that was released, it was even called the Biden team contacting Twitter. I mean, that is election interference, isn't it?
Yeah, clearly, if Twitter is doing one team's bidding before an election, shutting down dissenting voices on a pivotal election, that is the very definition of election interference. I mean, what the hell else would you? Of course, it's like, yes, frankly, Twitter was acting like an arm of the Democratic National Committee. It was absurd.
All right, joining us now, Kara Frederick is with us, Director of Tech Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Also with us, Carl Szabo is the NetChoice VP and General Counsel and Professor of Internet Law at George Mason University, Scalia's Law School. Welcome both of you to the program. Let me ask you, Mr. Szabo, really simply, did the FBI, by going before all these big tech companies in the lead up to the 2020 election, there were weekly meetings and telling them that they might be getting hacked materials or phony information from Russia or China or hostile regimes. Did they, in that sense, were they preparing these companies for the Hunter Biden laptop story because they had the laptop since December of 2019, 11 months prior? Do you believe that was done by design?
Sean, thanks for having me on. That's what keeps us all up at night. That's the outstanding question. And that seems to indicate what we're learning from these Twitter files that are being dumped by Elon Musk, as well as what we heard from Mark Zuckerberg a couple of months ago, that the FBI had been approaching all of the social media platforms, that they had information for over a year, and that they were essentially engaging in coercion of social media platforms to suppress the story. And that, you know, as an attorney, I can't give you a definitive yes or no, because I think the information just isn't out there yet. But I am excited because just the other day, Representative Jim Jordan began sending out letters to the tech CEOs to figure out what the heck the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, were saying to these platforms. And then I look forward to when Republicans take the gavel in the new year, when Representative Jordan, Representative Comer can haul the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice before them and really find out and get to the bottom of how much the FBI engaged and potentially coerced the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story.
I mean, it's that big a deal because now we even have surveys saying that people would have voted very differently had they known the story was true. Kara, let's get your take.
Yeah, we've had multiple polls indicating that this has explicit political implications, not just in, you know, across the electorate, but in swing states in particular. So I think it absolutely had, most of American voters think that this constituted election interference, and that's separate from the polls I previously mentioned. And, you know, you hear the FBI equivocating at this point. They're saying, oh, no, we just made suggestions. We can't force private companies to make decisions. But when they're putting the thumb on the scale in this way, a private company is going to feel compelled by the government to actually make these decisions. Hunter Biden was explicitly mentioned, according to the former head of Trust and Safety, Yoel Roth. Zuckerberg said he can't remember if Hunter Biden was invoked, but as Carl said, that FBI propaganda dump that he admitted to on Rogan, the writing's on the wall there for him.
Yeah, that's right. He admitted that on Rogan, number one. And number two, this guy, Yoel Roth, that worked at Twitter, he specifically remembers being told that it could be about Hunter Biden. Now, there's one other piece of the puzzle, because the FBI also knew that Rudy Giuliani had the story. They also knew, because they had all of Rudy's files, that Rudy was actively working to get this information out publicly.
You know, when Rudy got when his house got raided, they took everything but Hunter Biden's laptop. How interesting is that part of it? But the FBI already had their copy for 11 months. Are we really to believe that in 11 months they didn't authenticate whether or not that was really Hunter Biden smoking crack or with hookers or talking about his dad and implicating his dad in this, you know, potential pay for play scandal or influence peddling scandal, that complaining that half his money income goes to dad? We know he gets all these millions of dollars from hostile regimes with no experience whatsoever. Wasn't that what Ukraine was all about? He goes on Good Morning America. Do you have any experience in energy? No. Any experience in natural gas? No. Oil? No. Ukraine? No. Well, why do you think they're paying you millions? I don't know. That's what he said. And then Joe, of course, leveraging a billion taxpayer dollars to fire the prosecutor that turns out was investigating his son. But he never talked to his son, according to Joe, about his foreign business dealings. Does that seem credible to you, Carl? Because it doesn't seem so to me.
Absolutely not. I mean, and let's keep in mind, it's not just the FBI. You had all these dinosaurs from the Clinton administration coming out of their caves to denounce the Hunter Biden laptop as something that seems like Russian disinformation. And those individuals, I look forward to getting hauled before Congress and asking, what was your basis? Were you influenced? Did you coordinate? How was that done? But, Sean, it doesn't just stop there. This is happening every single day in this current administration. Let's look at what happened when Elon Musk decided to acquire Twitter. The Biden administration immediately called for the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board led by Mary Poppins. That's not a coincidence. That's Democrats getting really scared that Twitter is going to be opened up, and it's no longer going to be exclusively for promoting the information that they want. Simultaneously, you have just the other day, Corinne Jean-Pierre, White House spokesman, coming out and saying they're keeping an eye on what Elon is up to. So this level of coercion didn't just stop with the Hunter Biden story. It is continuing today to keep the finger on speech online. And this is what I look forward to getting more information on. And this is where we need to begin, overall, shrinking the size of the federal government completely. Kara was exactly right. There are many levers that the government can use to pressure businesses to suppress or promote speech. You have calls for the Federal Trade Commission to stop Elon Musk's acquisition. You have calls from CFIUS to reverse the acquisition. So there are a lot of levers that the government has. And what we need to do as a people, as I hope this next Congress will do, is start to actually shrink the size of the U.S. government. It is overly bloated and is way too controlling of the levers of power across this country.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about Twitter and the FBI putting their thumb on the scales of presidential elections. All right, we continue our discussion about Twitter with Kara Frederick and Carl Szabo's with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I have great respect for the FBI. I have friends in the FBI. I had relatives in the FBI. The FBI, Kara, should be the world's premier law enforcement agency. Now, Jim Jordan in the Judiciary Committee is now going to have to investigate whether or not the FBI has been politicized and whether or not the DOJ has been weaponized. Based on what we know, it certainly seems like it's widespread, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and that's the story of this administration's DOJ, especially. We saw, like you said, the FBI. I've quoted this before, but Victor Davis Hanson has said the FBI is now acting like the Praetorian Guard. So you have them cleaning up after Hunter Biden. Remember, he had illegal firearms, one of which was dumped in a dumpster by a paramour. You have them cleaning up over James O'Keefe at Project Veritas, trotting him out in his underwear because he had Ashley Biden's diary, and the FBI cleaned that up as well. So that is, to my mind, a different FBI than the one that we grew up with. And the DOJ in particular, when they're instituting terrorist tags on parents who object for that CRT is being taught in their schools, then you have a huge problem. When domestic terrorism is treated as stuff the left doesn't like and written into not just DOJ, but DHS as well, too. This is an agency problem. This is an
by the way,
problem.
That impacts somebody in my crew here. Linda, our producer, she's like a tiger mom, and she's at every school board meeting. I'm sure she's on the list of domestic terror, possible, potential a domestic terrorist, because I think, you know, if you dare teach her precious child, Liam, anything she doesn't approve of, God help you.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what's happening in Biden's America today. He's using these intelligence agencies to clean up his messes, to do his dirty work, to do the less dirty work. And Americans on of all stripes should rise up and say, absolutely not.
So Jim Jordan, Carl, has a solution, he thinks. And he's introduced legislation called Protecting Speech from Government Interference Act. Now, I like that. You would think that would be covered under the First Amendment, but apparently it's not. As we witnessed this election, presidential election, the more recent one in 2020, and we witnessed in 2016 as well, and I talked at length about how the FBI used an unverifiable dirty dossier. They couldn't give Christopher Steele the $1 million bounty to prove that it was authentic and accurate and true, but they used it anyway as the bulk of information to secure not one but four FISA warrants, putting out applications with information that was not verified, even though it says on the top of a FISA application that this information is verified. And by the way, nobody in the FBI got held accountable for that.
Yeah, the Jordan bill that you allude to is a fantastic step forward. Look, I used to be a federal employee. Don't hold that against me. But one of the things that I learned, and much like how the FBI used to be, is public service, public trust. You work for all Americans, not a political party. Today, we have federal laws called the Hatch Act, which precludes federal employees from engaging in political activity while they're on the job. Now, one thing federal employees care a hell of a lot more about than their politics is their pension. And what Representative Jordan's bill does is goes straight after their pensions. It goes straight after their jobs. It makes it very crystal clear that whether you're in the White House, whether you're in the executive branch, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, regardless, if you engage in coercion of social media platforms for political purposes, you will lose your job. You will face incredible penalties, not to the agency, not to the reputational harm of your bosses, but you personally will lose your job. You will lose your pension. And that's how we make it crystal clear to these rogue, woke federal employees that there are repercussions, not for the reputation of the agency, but for them personally. And that's what Representative Jordan's bill does. It's a great first step forward in stemming the tide of what we're seeing and reestablishing trust in the government.
Unbelievable times we're living in. Thank you both for what you're doing. I think the information that you're putting out every day is really waking people up to exactly how bad a lot of this has been and how bad it is and what we need to do to fix it. Kara, thank you. Carl, thank you. We appreciate you being on board. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. So, Sweet Baby James and I had a conversation with a mutual friend, somebody we've known for a long time. His dad happened to be in radio for many, many years. His name was Roy Masters, kind of around the Barry Farber, Barry Gray era, if you're into the history of talk radio. And I remember hearing his David Masters' dad at night scaring the hell out of me, you know, talking about good and evil. And I'm like, you know, it's late at night. The room is dark. And I'm like, wow, this is scaring the crap out of me. But it was fascinating radio. And what got me into radio was staying up late into the night, driving my parents crazy. My parents would come in my room. Usually they would tell my friends, turn that television off. For me, it was turn the radio off. And I never wanted to turn the radio off. But anyway, so I had a passion and an interest in this. A lot of the discussion was about fear and about how human beings live their lives in fear. And then I've noticed over the course of, 27 years on television and all these years, I started radio in 1987 was the first time I got behind a radio microphone. I guess I'm showing my age here. And I noticed that at different times, people, especially on TV, are so nervous. They just are like petrified. I was down. Remember the Terry Schiavo case? I told the story on the air before. So there was a nurse that had taken care of Terry Schiavo. And the question was whether or not she should be taken off life support. Her parents did not want that to happen. Her ex-husband did want that to happen. And there was suspicion surrounding him. Nothing was ever proven. But at the time, this lady was very confident as a nurse of Terry Schiavo that she believed she saw life in her. So she agreed to be a guest on the show. She sits down and literally she is shaking like a leaf. If you look, if you ask most people what their number one fear is, it's public speaking. She's shaking like a leaf, this poor lady. And she goes, what do why I say? So I'm like, all right, this is going to be a really, really crappy interview. Cause she's not going to, and it's cause she's going to be embarrassed. I was not trying to embarrass anybody. I wanted to help her. So what I did was I kind of tapped her on the shoulder, just slightly harder than a normal, hey, how are you? Pat on the back. And then I noticed that she like looked at her shoulder and all of a sudden the shaking stopped. And then I said, then I shook her hand and I shook it just a little tighter than you normally would. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. And what I was doing very consciously was trying to break this pattern that was going on in her mind. And that is that she was swimming in a sea of thoughts. Those thoughts were creating feelings of fear. And the feelings of fear then got her mind spinning even faster. And it's this pattern. It's thoughts create feelings, feelings create thoughts, et cetera, et cetera. And anyway, that's what Roy Masters used to talk about on his show. And his oldest son, David, wrote a book, How to Escape the Prison of Your Mind and How the War Between Good and Evil is Waged in the Battlefield of Your Mind. And Sweet Baby James and I were talking to David, and I said, well, why don't you come on the air and talk about it? And he's with us now. We're going to put a link on Hannity.com. If you want to get a copy of the book, you can read it yourself. It's on Amazon.com. We'll put it on Hannity.com. And anyway, David Masters, welcome to the program.
What a fantastic opening, Sean. And what I want to say to you in response is this, that the reason why you are resilient is because your thoughts are your own. Other people have not been able to impose their thinking, their negativity on you. But if they had, they would have disabled you. They would have crippled you. And that has not happened. You're stronger than you've ever been. But you see, most people do not realize that all of their thoughts are not their own. Now, most people can say at some point, God, where did that thought come from? And at that moment, there is a potential to gain control, but if you don't realize that there are thoughts constantly attacking your mind, we are under mind attack all the time. And this is the reason why is because once they can penetrate your defenses, they can begin to know, they can actually calculate the outcomes of how you're going to react. And so one of the things that I try to explain to people is that in World War I and World War II, there was a condition called shell shock, and it continued into the Korean War and other wars. But
by the way, that may be called PTSD today, right?
That's exactly right. It's known today as PTSD. But I'm saying to you, and I know you agree with this, there's no difference between shell shock and culture shock. Post-traumatic stress is affecting everyone, and the intended result of systematic worry about economic collapse, crime and corruption, sexualizing children, social violence, uncontrolled, national security, territorial integrity, unemployment, health, education, housing, food security. It's all weaponized. And what they're doing is the more we are reacting to this without realizing it, the more upset we become every time we see this happening. This stress is hypnotic, and the intended end result is drug addiction, mental illness, and suicide. And these are the results that we're seeing today, Sean.
So I work with people at the Fox News Channel. I don't know if you know this. This past year, I became the longest-running primetime cable news host in the history of cable news, and nobody's more surprised about that than me. They should have fired me after 3 days on the job. I was so bad at it. But I am, and when new people come to work at Fox and they get that first article written about them that's negative, or there's a pejorative in there, or there's a sentence, or they said something that people made fun of, or whatever it happens to be, and they'd come to me and they'd be upset and they'd be anxious and they'd wonder if they're going to get fired and how do you deal with this? And I'd always tell them, I'd say, look, when you get home tonight, just Google my name. And the first thing that'll probably come up is Sean is Satan, Sean Hannity Satan.
Right.
And inevitably, every person I'd give that advice to would come back in the next day. They say, how do you put up with that? I'm like, I don't read it. I don't pay attention to it. And I said, if I do see it, I either laugh at it or I just don't care. And I said, welcome. And then I would always end it with, welcome to the big leagues. Because this is what you're going to get if you're putting yourself out there in the public eye on a platform as big as Fox. And I think what if I did learn anything, it's that I don't let people impact my feelings, my mood on any given day. Sometimes my kids can piss me off, but that's a different story. Linda pisses me off some days. Sweet baby James occasionally when he won't answer my text messages. But in all reality is I've realized that I don't have to react to these people. I don't care what they think. You know, there are certain people that I care what they think, but not those people that want to ruin my day every day.
Well, here's the secret, Sean, and you know this, and that is that you do not resent them. You don't let them get under your skin. And but see, when the average person does not know that they're under attack. You see, you know that you're under attack. You have a conscious awareness that they are trying to demoralize you. And that's what they're trying to do to our nation, as we all know. They're trying to demoralize us in every possible way. And they will find your vulnerability. And people have a number of vulnerabilities. One of those is their children. Look at what they're doing in the school system. They're teaching your kids about drag queen story hour. Now, the average parent says, that's insane. That's evil. But how many people actually stand up to it? Well, when people get upset, guess what? You become an inferior person when you're upset. You actually allow them to put their nonsense on you and in you. And then you walk around trying to figure out, what happened to me? And, you know, there's a famous saying from a far leftist from South Africa. His name is Steve Biko. He said, the most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. Well, here's abortion. A woman, here's what they did in the abortion movement. You're oppressed if you're forced to carry a baby. So what do? You abort the baby. End of oppression. They take these psychological techniques. They put them in your mind, and then they make you believe that that's actually a solution when it's only the beginning of another set of problems, Sean.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with David Masters, who was with us, how to escape the prison for your mind. We have a cop. If you want a copy, you can get one on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere as we continue. All right, more with David Masters. His new book is How to Escape the Prison for Your Mind, How the War Between Good and Evil is Waged in the Battlefield of the Mind. Anyway, it's up on Hannity.com if you want to get your copy. I think the lesson for most people is you've got to understand that at the end of the day, you can't let other people impact your life, your feelings, and that you have to have a degree of self-control yourself and that it is within us to control ourselves. We do have the ability. We're not animals, right? We have the ability to discern right from wrong. We are aware that we exist, unlike the animal kingdom. And at some point, I think people have to learn. You mentioned something earlier that I think is very pivotal. You got to learn to forgive other people. You've got to not let them bother you. And you also have to live in a position mentally, emotionally, and I learned a lot of this through my martial arts practice, where you are focused, dialed in to the moment. Right now, the only thing in my mind, David, is talking to you. That is the only thing I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about TV tonight. I'm not thinking about sweet baby James making weird faces at me. I'm thinking about what we're discussing here and listening to the words you're telling me, because I think they're pretty powerful.
Well, I tell you that one of the things that I learned over many years, and I've been in the game that you're in. I produced 6 of the top 10 radio shows in the history of radio, not yours, unfortunately. I wish I had, but I was also under assault from the people that I was working from, people that were very angry, people that were very manipulative, controlling. The only reason I survived a particular host who was very popular at one time was because I didn't care either. I didn't have to live with that person. At the end of the day, I could go home and forget about everything that was put on me. This person threatened to sue me every day that I tried to help him do a great show. So, yes, if you learn how to control your reaction, which is really what this book is all about, how to escape the prison of your mind, don't let people or don't let them invite you into your own prison through a ridiculous an unnecessary emotional reaction. And so what I've done with this book, Sean, is I put the complete Russian textbook on psychopolitics in here. There's been a roadmap that existed since the 1920s. It's called Brainwashing, a Synthesis of the Russian Textbook on Psychopolitics. It's in my book with notes of examples of how they've done this to us.
By the way, I was glad you put that in there. I've read that previously. I read that years ago.
Yes.
And it's a roadmap how governments control people.
Exactly. But here's the thing, what I've also put on my website, which is escapeyourmindsprison.com, is there's a exercise, a concentration exercise that helps you to step back and learn to be objective, which is, it puts a firewall between you and the insanity that's coming at you. And that way you don't agree with unconsciously with the pressures that's coming at you, and you don't walk into your own prison, which is what people are doing. And then when you're in that prison, if you don't know how to get out, then you look at the world and you say, well, there's no hope, I might as well just end it anyway.
That's a pretty depressing thought, but sadly a lot of people, I think, are miserable just because of the way they think.
Well, but why do they think the way they do? Because they've allowed influences that you have not allowed, Sean Hannity. You knew that if you started to allow those influences to penetrate you, that would erode your self-confidence, and it would cripple you to keep you from telling people the truth that you tell them. Do you realize how many people that you've affected in a positive way? I listen to your show literally almost every day, and I hear people saying, Sean, when I started listening to you, I was a liberal. But when I started thinking about the reason that you were laying out, the logic that you bring to this program, you have liberated so many people, but each one of us has the same potential to do that to others. And that's why I wrote this book.
Well, the book is phenomenal. It's up on Hannity.com. Also, David has his own website. It's How to Escape the Prison for Your Mind. What's your website?
Escape Your Mind's Prison, plural, www.escapeyourmindsprison.com. And there's a concentration exercise that will immediately begin to relieve the stress, because it's the struggle. It's the quicksand of the mind that you sink into when you struggle. Once you stop struggling, your mind begins to release, and you begin to be able to reason and see clearly and make choices the way Sean Hannity does.
Well, listen, through the grace of God, right? I mean, it's kind of like... You know, I was raised Catholic, but I'm more of a non-denominational Christian at this point in my life. But, you know, they talk about praying unceasingly. And if you keep your mind on more heavenly things, godly things, it's almost in and of itself an impenetrable shield that you've created for yourself, where, you know what other people are doing and saying can't impact you, affect you, change you, alter you, ruin your day, whatever it happens to be. But anyway, it's a fascinating discussion, a great read. The Synthesis of Russian Mind Control Techniques are very, very interesting. And I think you might recognize some of our own media in there as well. And things that are done and said and repeated and that people begin to believe. David Masters, appreciate you being with us. We have it up on Hannity.com, and glad you could take the time to be with us.
It was a great honor. Thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a great Christmas, a great holiday season, you and your family.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.